Well, first, I'd like to wish all of our fathers a very happy Father's Day today. There is a blessing from the Church's Book of Blessings for fathers, so if you could please stand, have our fathers, godfathers, grandfathers, please stand for the blessing. God our Father, in your wisdom and love you made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. We ask this through Christ our Lord. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us thank our wonderful dads. Well, a husband invited his boss and his boss's wife over to the house for dinner. And little Mary Kate had set the table. She was 5 years old. And when they all sat down for dinner, they noticed that everybody had a table setting. Everybody had silverware except for the boss's wife. So the mother said, "Mary Kate, why didn't you put any silverware out for her?" And little 5-year-old Mary Kate said, "I didn't think she'd need any. I overheard Dad say that she eats like a horse." Well, in today's gospel, we have a dinner party, and it was thrown for the Lord by a Pharisee. This Pharisee's name was Simon. And what's interesting is that we don't know the reason why Simon really invited the Lord for dinner. It does not seem to be out of friendship, because the three things that everyone did whenever they had a guest for dinner, Simon neglected to do. When the Lord entered, he did not wash his feet. He did not have his servant wash the Lord's feet. He did not embrace the Lord and give him a kiss of friendship on both cheeks. He did not anoint his head with oil. So we see, why did he invite the Lord? Maybe it was to try to trap him or find something to accuse the Lord of. So it's such a beautiful passage. I think one of the most touching passages in the whole New Testament, because you see the attitude of the religious one, the Pharisee, who was so self-righteous and condescending and holds this woman in contempt. And then you see this poor broken woman who was so sorry for her sins and the kind of love and kindness that she shows to the Lord. So when we take a look at this incredible passage from Luke chapter 7, we see so many amazing details. We know that the Pharisee, of course, was a very wealthy man. He threw this big dinner for the Lord. And whenever a well-known rabbi or teacher was in the area, the event was sort of open to anyone who would like to come in and sort of sit in the background and listen to the discussion, to the conversation, maybe get some pearls of wisdom from a visiting rabbi. And the way they ate in those days was they had an open courtyard area, and those that would eat really reclined at table. They laid on the floor on pillows and cushions. They would use their left elbow to lean upon, and they would eat the food from their right hand. And so they're all sort of huddled facing a center area where they could be served the food. And those that would just like to walk in could sort of sit behind, back where the people's feet were. And on this occasion, Scripture tells us that a very sinful woman from the city heard that Jesus was there. Perhaps she had heard the Lord preach and heard this message of forgiveness and compassion. It seems that she had been converted because she is so sorry for her sins. She comes into the back of the house, which of course took a lot of courage, knowing what kind of a woman she had been. But she had this container of precious perfume, this very expensive ointment in an alabaster flask, which for many women in those days would wear them around their neck as almost like jewelry. They were often given to them as a wedding present, or they would just carry these, and sometimes on a very special occasion they would break it open. And so this woman broke it open and poured the beautiful perfume over the Lord's feet. And the other gospel tells us the whole house was filled with this beautiful fragrance. And then the woman, who was so sorry for her sins, she wept profusely, so many tears that this was what washed the Lord's feet. And she took her hair and washed and dried the Lord's feet with her hair and continued to kiss the Lord's feet as they were all eating the dinner. Well, the Pharisee, Simon, was scandalized. He held this woman in contempt, and he said in his own heart, he said to himself, if Jesus was truly a prophet, he would know what kind of woman she really was. Bishop Sheen once humorously remarked, he said, I wonder how Simon the Pharisee knew what kind of woman she was. Okay, so the Lord reads Simon's heart and soul and knows that Simon is a very self-righteous person and says to him, Simon, let me tell you a story. And so Jesus tells a very short parable about two people who owed a creditor money. One owed 500 days' wages, again, a huge sum of money. The other owed one-tenth of that, a small sum of money. The creditor forgave them both, the large debt and the small debt. And then Jesus said, Simon, which one do you think was more grateful? Which one was more appreciative? Which one loved the creditor more? And so Simon reflected and said, I suppose it's the one who had the bigger debt forgiven. And then Jesus says, you are right. And then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, when I entered your house, you did not wash my feet. You didn't even have a servant wash my feet. And of course, that was very bad manners, because anybody traveling on the dusty roads of Judea, they would wear sandals, their feet would be very dirty. And of course, they would have a servant there at the entrance to wash the feet of any travelers. Nor did Simon embrace the Lord and give him a kiss of friendship when he entered the house. And nor did he pour oil on the Lord's head when he entered. These things were always done whenever a guest would arrive. The oil, which was like a perfume, would help, because in those days, traveling in the heat and in the sweat, you definitely wanted to pour oil on anybody that came into your house for the fragrance aspect of it, okay? So this was done for everyone's benefit. And so none of these acts of kindness were done. So Jesus says, but look what this woman has done. You didn't anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with a much more costly perfume. You did not give me a kiss of friendship, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since I entered your house. You did not anoint me, you did not wash my feet with water, but she has washed my feet with her own tears and dried them with her hair. And so I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. And he turns to her and says, your sins are forgiven. Of course, people are shocked and said, who can forgive sins but God alone? Well, the answer is, of course, Jesus is God. He could forgive her sins. What I like about this passage is that you really see the humanity of Christ and the divinity of Christ. Jesus is truly God and truly man. We see his humanity because he is so touched and moved by acts of kindness and affection. And you see that he is God because he can read the Pharisee's soul and he can forgive the woman's sins. So you see his divinity, you also see his humanity. But I think that what we can take from this passage is that we should always put ourselves in the scriptures, And we should put ourselves as one of the individuals within the scripture passage. We should ask ourselves, which one are we? Are we perhaps the self-righteous Pharisee that is very critical and looks with contempt upon other people? Or are we the repentant, sorrowful person that shows the Lord great kindness and love? We don't want to be the Pharisee who pointed the finger at this sinful woman. Remember, because they say when you point a finger at somebody, you have three fingers pointing back at yourself. That's a good thing to teach the kids. Whenever they point in judgment on someone, three times as many fingers point back at us. So Simon the Pharisee was self-righteous. He was really not very kind to the Lord. He did not do any acts of kindness to the Lord. Whereas this repentant woman, who was sorry for her sins, showed the Lord great kindness and affection by washing his feet and by doing so many nice things to the Lord. And the Lord appreciated that so much. So we should imitate this woman by her sorrow. When we go to confession, we have our sins forgiven, and then we come to receive the Lord in Holy Communion. We should offer the Lord acts of love and acts of kindness. For example, by coming to Mass every Sunday, that's a beautiful way to show the Lord that we love him. Every time we drive by the church here on King Street, on Route 15, when we drive by the church, we should bless ourselves and make the sign of the cross and say a little prayer to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Like, my God, I love thee, in the Blessed Sacrament. Whenever we come into the church, we should genuflect and make an act of love and say, my Lord and my God. See, these things mean a lot to the Lord, because again, the Lord is truly God and truly man. He is deeply moved and touched by our acts of love and kindness. When we receive him in Holy Communion, we tell him that we worship him, we adore him, we love him, and we worship the Lord present in the Blessed Sacrament. On Thursdays, we can go to the Adoration Chapel and spend time with the Lord. See, all these things make a big difference. It might just be a small prayer or a small act of love, but these things mean a lot to the Lord. So let's not neglect these acts of love and adoration to our Lord truly present among us in the most blessed sacrament.